Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. And today we are going to talk about, this is the follow-up episode to how to stick to your weight loss program while on vacation. So this one is, I blew it on vacation and what do I do now? So when we go on vacations, we know it can be difficult to stay on track with your weight loss program, your meal plan, your exercise plan, all of that good stuff. If we don't plan ahead, it is so easy to give in to all the temptation that surrounds us, and we overeat and we don't get in our exercise. We don't do the things we need to do. And last week, we gave you several tips on staying on track with weight loss during your vacation. But, you know, let's be honest, it's hard to do. And if you fell off the wagon during your vacation, we want you to get back on track. So today we're going to talk to you about what to do when you fall off the wagon and eat the wagon. First, acknowledge it's okay. You know, it happens. So often when we get off track or we mess up, we tend to beat ourselves up about it. We give into negative scripts in our head that say, you can't do this. You keep messing up. You're a failure. Again, it's okay if you messed up. We all do it and perfectly adheres to their weight loss program. Many people may act like they've got it all together, but in reality, everyone falls off the wagon from time to time. You must be forgiving of yourself and offer yourself a little grace when you mess up. When someone comes to you and says, I'm so sorry I messed up, most of us can find it within ourselves to have compassion for them. So have a little compassion for yourself. Guilt and shame are powerful emotions that can be detrimental to your goals. They also can contribute to, as like Dr. Ward calls it, eating the wagon. So never let guilt and shame control your journey. Use positive reinforcements to help you get back on track. Chalk it up to a cheat week and move on. Don't let the negative self-talk get you down because it can be detrimental to your weight loss program. Dial in on the motivation to get yourself back on track. Because if you let that negative self-talk consume you, you will not get back on track and you're going to continue that downward spiral into not eating what you need to be eating, eating unhealthy food, and continually gaining weight.
You know, that's so true, Kim. We do kind of give up on everything for a week. So we go on vacation and we say, you know what, just forget it. I'm not going to exercise. I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, it's so easy that week you come back to know, oh, I got to get started again. Well, you know what? I already just screwed up 1 week. So one more week won't make a difference, right? And so like you said, it's so easy to kind of stay within that negative attitude that I already messed up, so I just might as well as keep. But you don't have to. Just get back on track. You know, and that's kind of the second tip, you know, we want to talk about is simply get back to doing whatever it was you were doing before you went on vacation or before you got off track. So start back with your meal plan. Get back with your exercise program. You know, if you just missed a day or two, life happened, or you took a short weekend trip or had a short vacation, you didn't stay gone a week or so, then, you know, my best advice, start back where you left off. But if you did, say, go on a week-long vacation or a 7 or 10 day cruise or whatever, and extended period of time where you didn't stay on track with meal plan and exercise program, then I do want to encourage you to a little bit slowly. And part of the reason for that is because sometimes it can just seem overwhelming to say, well, you know, for 7 years, I have not followed a meal plan. I've not exercised. I've done nothing, right? So I went from doing 100%, and now we're back home, and I'm going to go from 0 to 100%. Well, unfortunately, doing that process in reverse sometimes doesn't work out. Discouraged by, oh my gosh, I have to start everything back. So one of the things I suggest to our clients when, you know, I'm really struggling, we went on vacation, here's what happened, is if it's been a week or so since you did anything at all with yourself, and take that first day or two to just get started back with your meal plan and say, okay, I'm going to start back. So it's Monday, it's Tuesday. I'm going to start back with just following my meal plan consistently the next 2 days. And that's all I'm going to worry about. Get back to doing that. One, it will help build a little confidence and you won't feel so overwhelmed. Then say, you know, work on meal planning. So maybe Wednesday, I'll get back to my exercise. Don't try to start everything back on day one after your vacation. Just because getting so overwhelmed can feel defeated and to just quit again. And we don't want you to do that. So like I said, you might say, you know, Monday, Tuesday, I'll get started back. And then Wednesday, I'm going to get back started with my exercise program. Well, when you do that, make sure that you take it slow, right? Because it 8, 9, 10, 12 days since you picked up a weight or since you ran on the treadmill. So take it slowly. You probably don't need to jump just immediately with the same number of reps and the same amount of weight of where you left off. And I'm not talking about starting back at ground zero. Maybe just cutting back 3 or 4 reps, cutting back a couple pounds since you haven't been working out as far as weights, and just take a few days where you were, right? So I'm not saying, oh, take 2 weeks to get back where you were. No, just take a couple days. Just take it easy for a day or two in the gym. But we do want to give you some specific tips in terms of getting started back with your and your meal plan. And so we'll start with exercise. Like I said, is just get back to it. Restart your program if you missed it. So if you come back and Wednesdays, I usually do cardio, then just jump right back in with cardio on Wednesdays. Whatever you normally do that day, just start back there. You might also want to maybe throw in a little extra low intensity exercise for a few days to kind of help maybe walk off a few extra pounds picked up on vacation or a few extra laps around the pool, something that's going to fall into that more low intensity. So this isn't that high intensity out of that intense strength training. That's not where to add to, right? Add to with the lower intensity exercise. And number three, make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. Okay, so if you didn't do a great job of doing that on vacation and you did consume a lot or sodas or more alcohol, then you're really at a water deficit, as I refer to it. And so we want to add that back. So make sure you're drinking that 90 ounces of water, unless, of course, you've been advised by a provider or healthcare practitioner stay less than that for some reason. But just make sure that you pick back up and you're drinking plenty of water when you get back to starting that routine. And so Kim's going to share a few tips with you as far as your meal plan and staying motivated.
Definitely. So first, as Dr. Ward was saying, just get back on your meal plan. And we know, you know, sometimes you want to be tempted to like, I'm going to eat less for all the overeating I did on vacation. Don't do that. You're just creating restriction, which makes it more difficult to follow your meal plan. Just get back on track following your original meal plan. And also, you know, I don't know about y'all, but when I go on vacation, I tend to make sure that I'm out of groceries before I leave. Like, I don't buy a lot of groceries the week before vacation because I don't want to have a lot of food in my refrigerator that could spoil while I'm gone. So, you know, when I return from vacation, just like most people do, you've got to make a grocery store run. So when you're making that grocery list or you're going to the store or you're doing a click list and pickup or delivery, make sure you're focusing on getting those healthier foods right off the bat. That is going to set you up for success with your meal plan the first week you're home. And a lot of people have to do that. And that's just a great way to go ahead and get the healthy foods in there, make that easier to get back on that meal plan. And also motivation. Your motivation may be lacking when you come back from vacation. Most likely, especially if you kind of had a cheat week and you didn't follow your meal plan and you did not do well on your program or you gained weight. Motivation is going to be a struggle when you get back. So you've really got to try to dial back into that. And so some ways to do that is definitely to revisit your why. Visualizing your why is so important. And we've discussed this in several previous podcasts. Your why is what sparks your motivation. And having a visual that supports your weight loss goals will only strengthen your resolve to not only stick to those goals, but to get you back when you struggle. Choose your heart. Before, losing weight is hard. Being overweight is hard. There will be slip-ups, but always remember choosing to be healthy and lose weight is way better than choosing to be overweight and continue down the path to obesity. Yeah, it's a lot easier and food is accessible at fast foods to eat junk food and not exercise and stuff like that. But the side effects of doing that are way harder than eating healthy and losing weight. And also, you know, if you really need that a good kick of motivation, that good boost for your motivation, we've done two podcasts on weight loss motivation and weight loss motivation round two. The first one aired in November, right before Thanksgiving, and the second one we aired just recently. So definitely go check those out. The weight loss motivation are our most popular podcast episodes for good reason. It's really kind of the start to get you moving towards your weight loss program. So definitely go check those out. And the great thing about them being on the podcast, you can listen to them as many times as you need. You know, dealing with setbacks to your weight loss plan, we know are challenging. But no matter how challenging it is, you've just got to get back on it. You know, give yourself grace, get back on that horse and take off.
That's right. And so like Kim said, I really want to encourage you can listen to those podcasts on motivation. So you might have listened to those before, but I want to encourage you if you say, gosh, I came back from vacation. And is it so hard to get back into it? Go back and check those two podcasts out again. Take some notes. You know, that's always helpful is if I take some notes and, okay, what motivation techniques might work best? You know, for me, I'm very visual. On paper where I can track it is helpful to me. You know, putting up some pictures of, you know, my rewards so that as I my meal plan and I keep exercising and I maintain a healthy lifestyle, you know, what are those rewards sitting out there for accomplishing? So just, you know, ways to keep you motivated. And, you know, if you have an accountability partner with exercise, person can be really helpful when it comes to getting back on track after vacation. In fact, you know, I warn them before you leave, hey, vacation is going to be hard. So I really want you to help me the week I get back. I really want you to stay on me. Make sure I go to the grocery store, like Kim said. Make sure, you know, I show up Monday morning for our exercise routine or for our walk or whatever it is that you're doing. To listen to the podcast and be sitting out there and say, you know, I don't even know where to start. Falling off the wagon, but I've been off the wagon and I ate the wagon a long time ago and I just can't get started again. Well, you know what? I want to encourage you to go listen to the podcast on motivation if you haven't done it. But more than that, I want you to encourage you to reach out to us here at A Way to Lose. We would love to help you. That's why we're here to help you along your weight loss journey because we know that weight loss is not overnight. It takes time. And we're here to step every mile along that journey to help you reach your goals and to celebrate your successes along the way. You to check out our website at www.awaytolose.net. There's information there about our programs. So I want to encourage you to fill out the contact form. If you say, you know what, I don't know where to begin or what to do, the very first step, the very first thing you need to do, reach out to us through that contact form. And that'll give us the opportunity to connect with you, and we can talk to you about our various programs. We offer group coaching, one-on-one individual coaching. Both of those programs, you get coaching sessions with myself and Kim every group is in a group setting. It's a little less one-on-one, and the one-on-one is more tailored specifically to you. So they are, but I would encourage you to check those out on the website and reach out to us. That's step number one, reach out to us so that we can connect with you. Two, the second thing I'm going to ask you to do is while you're at the website, I want you to download our free gift for you. And that is our weight loss success guide. It will help you your weight loss journey. So if you say, I feel like I'm out here in the wilderness, I don't know which way to turn or where to go, that guide is going to be a phenomenal resource to give you some get up and get started information. So download that resource directly from our website. There is a link right in there. Click on it, and that'll take you to the page to download your free weight loss success guide.
Thank you all for joining us today. We hope you gained some valuable information to get you back on your weight loss program after vacation. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaygtolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.